الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on the blessed month of Ramadan. Some of the characteristics of the month of Ramadan, August 18th, 2009. Certain characteristics of the month of Ramadan have been mentioned in the du'as recorded in Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah or other books. The month of Ramadan has been referred to as the month of patience, the month of penitence, the month of surrender, which is in Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah. The meaning of surrender is identical to that of the word submit in the ayah, and whoever submits himself wholly to Allah, and he is the doer of good to others. He indeed has taken hold of the firmest things upon which one can lay hold. Holy Quran, chapter 31, verse 22. Whoever submits himself wholly to Allah means surrendering one's heart and soul and making them submissive to divine will, divine orders and sharia. Ramadan has also been referred to as the month of purification, which means that Ramadan contains a quality that purifies people of impurities. When an impure precious metal like gold is placed inside a furnace, it is purified. Purification means purifying human soul of impurities.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
People benefit from speaking to Allah, the Exalted, during Ramadan. September 14th, 2007. People benefit from speaking to Allah the Exalted, being addressed by Him, praying to Him, and opening up their hearts to Him. They do these by reading the prayers of the month of Ramadan, reading the Abu Hamza al-Thumali dua and the du'as that one reads during the days, nights, and early mornings of Ramadan are actually a kind of speaking to God, making requests from God and getting close to God. The people benefit from these things too. Therefore, they benefit from all the blessings of this celebration. Avoiding sins is of higher priority, and perhaps it is more important than these du'as in some ways. These people do not commit sin in this month. In the same sermon which was delivered by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, asks the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which act is the most blessed act? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers, avoiding sins. Avoiding sins is one of the higher priority than Islamic obligations. It prevents one's heart and soul from corruption.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done.